At least 10 Palestinians were killed and an unknown number wounded during an overnight Israeli incursion into a Palestinian refugee camp in the Gaza Strip. The Israeli army said several of those killed were Hamas members who died in a fierce 3-hour gun battle in the streets of the camp. Palestinian witnesses say most of those killed were civilians. There were no Israeli casualties. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Palestinian witnesses and medics said Israeli troops, backed by tanks and several Apache helicopters, burst into the Berej refugee camp in central Gaza. Ali Abu Alouf lives in the camp.
Around 23 big Israeli tanks invaded east part of Berej camp at 2 o'clock after midnight. They start shooting everywhere. Then the two Apache came and start shooting everywhere, you know, in the dark. And they committed ugly crimes against the civilians during the night time.
Palestinian witnesses said at least 3 people, one of them a 30-year-old woman, were killed when a helicopter fired a missile into a street. A statement issued by the Israeli army said one missile was fired at a group of more than a dozen armed Palestinians. Both Israeli and Palestinian officials said a gunfight erupted between Israeli soldiers and Palestinians in the refugee camp. They said loudspeakers in mosques broadcast calls urging Palestinians to confront the Israeli troops. Palestinian hospital officials said among the dead were 2 pairs of brothers and 3 men from one family. They said all of the dead and wounded suffered from gunshot or shrapnel wounds. Israeli Army spokesman Jacob Dalal says the target of the Israeli raid was Iman Shushnia, who the army says was responsible for placing a bomb that destroyed an Israeli tank in Gaza and killed 3 soldiers several months ago. Dalal said the Israeli raid was part of Israel's fight against the terrorist infrastructure.
We have to get into these areas, and we have to try to get at the people that we're looking for and not to be afraid. We have to bring the war on terror to the terrorists and not wait for them to come and lay explosive charges and send out suicide bombers and blow up buses.
Ahmed Abdul Rahim, an aide to Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat, said that Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's crimes against the Palestinian people will not go unpunished. He described the Israeli raid as a massacre and said resisting the Israeli occupation is a duty for everyone. The incursion came as Palestinians were celebrating Eid al-Fitr, a 3-day holiday that marks the end of the Palestinian holy month of Ramadan. Ziad Abu Amr, a Palestinian Legislative Council member who lives in Gaza, says these Israeli raids only increase Palestinian hatred.
I don't think these killings are going to help Israel in any way or help establish peace and security. I think the effect is the opposite. When people become more resentful, people become angry, the desire for revenge grows.
Also today, Israeli troops arrested 2 Palestinians in the West Bank city of Nablus. The Israeli army said the 2 men were planning a suicide attack. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.